So Joe got called Steve last night.
Yes.
And I said, I feel like you kind of look like a Steve.
Yeah, that's the first time I've heard that.
Like, I can see it looking at you. If I had to, like, pull a name out of thin air, like, what's this guy's name?
Steve would come to mind.
I think, like, Steve would be a good guess.
Yeah.
You look like you could be a Steve.
That's the first I've ever heard that.
I picture someone like you, like Steve.
But do you know a Steve that looks like me? Is that why?
I don't think so.
I only know a few Steves, and they look nothing like me.
I only know a few Steves. I went to school with a Steve who might look like you.
Okay.
Haven't seen him in maybe a decade.
So maybe he's put some weight on and has blonde hair?
I don't, but like maybe I picture a blonde-haired person.
Wow, okay.
When I see a Steve. It could just be me.
Yeah. I mean, when I think of Steve, I think of someone with dark hair and who's a little taller. But that's because the few Steves that I know are taller than me.
Yeah, that's not me. That's more of like an Adam.
Adam? Oh, wow. Now, when taller, you say Adam, I think of blonde hair.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
You look like a Brian. I mean,
well,
I know two Brians.
Is that a compliment?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know.
What's so wrong with Brian?
I'm just like, oh, you look like a Brian. I'm like, ugh, that's not fun and exciting.
Yeah, well, there was a good show on ABC called What About Brian, and they canceled it before the season that I was getting ready for.
Yeah, so. They're like, oh, what about Brian? Not exciting. Get him out.
It was one of those shows, and I hate when they do this. It was one of those shows they left you on a cliffhanger, and they never brought the show back. You know, it's one of those shows they thought was going to get extended, and then... There was no...
It's most of them that get canceled, right? There's some sort of cliffhanger.
But usually it's not one that, you know, I'm watching, because that's why it's canceled. I just... That always ticks me off, and they leave you hanging. There was a show called The Will on CBS. It was a family competing to be in the old man's will. And it got canceled after two episodes.
The Wheel of Fortune, when Sajak is gone, they should do this. Cliffhanger. The final puzzle.
Yeah, they just leave you hanging.
If they get the final puzzle, we're going to open up the envelope at the start of tomorrow's show.
Oh, I like it. I like it. What did they win?
We'll start off a car, a trip, $1 million. We'll find out at the start of tomorrow's show.
There it is.
Use the new host as an opportunity to freshen things up.
But they've got a cliffhanger already that we have to wait a year now. Will Vanna White be with Ryan Seacrest?
Yeah, that is a good...
That's the cliffhanger right now. She wants half of Sajak's money, so...
She does?
That's according to a report I...
She already gets it. Oh, like, in addition?
Like, when he leaves, half of what he's making, she wants added to her salary.
For what?
I don't know. I didn't read the whole article. That was the headline.
What? Again, like, what does she do?
She's an icon.
No, she's not.
She's always been there. I mean, that is the thing. Like, when Pat leaves, right, it's no longer Pat and Vanna. But she is, when you think Wheel of Fortune, you can't...
Ryan and this old hanger-on.
You can't think of Wheel of Fortune without Vanna White.
Oh, I easily can.
It's never been a thing.
Easily can.
No?
I can literally picture anybody doing that. Walking back.
Who was Nelly sitting in first class with? Vanna White. That's a song lyric.
What does she do?
Well, she used to flip the letters around.
She doesn't do anything on that show.
But you have to admit, because I was thinking this last night when I was watching it, it would look weird if no one was at the puzzle.
No, it wouldn't.
Okay. For me, it would look weird.
It would not.
Really?
Not at all.
I mean, I've never seen it, so maybe it wouldn't. But I was thinking yesterday, like, it would be kind of weird if she wasn't standing
there. Let's see. Do we have any H's? Dun, dun, dun. Okay. Spin.
You're right. There's no one standing at the Family Feud board.
So, like, come on. What do you need a person for?
Maybe I'm wrong. I was trying to vision it last night. And
if I'm Seacrest, I'm like, get her out of here. Give me half her money.
But I was thinking last night, it would look weird to have the puzzle without her there. But maybe it's just because I'm so used to it. And, you know, a week of episodes goes by and you already forget.
I don't think. I think it looks weird with her there right now.
But here's the other.
Why is this woman... dressed like she's going to the senior prom, walking back and forth in front of an electronic screen.
But here's another reason I might think it would look weird. Because when she's When she filled in for Sajak, they had someone else on the board. So they've never had the board empty.
That's Vanna's call. She's like, once they have the board empty, they're going to figure out they don't need anybody there. And then I'm gone once Pat retires. So I think that was her who did that.
Yeah. I mean, maybe they should just say, you know, Vanna, it's been Pat and Vanna. We need a completely new Wheel of Fortune after this year.
Get the guy you were talking about this morning. Seacrest's old buddy on American Idol.
Oh, Dunkelman. Brian Dunkelman.
He could be the new Vanna. Look, here's a job. You need no discernible skill. Can you walk? You don't even really need to do that.
But here's the problem,
though.
Just
stand there.
According to, and I have not watched the documentary yet, but according to the preview, it makes it seem like he and Seacrest didn't get along, and that might have played into him leaving the show after the first year.
Well, it would make a nice story to bring the two back together.
Yeah.
A guy who I think is from around the area.
It has a Western New York tie-in.
Some sort of Western New York tie-in. I know that. But anyways, all right.
Sorry. That's the beauty of B-Maz and Beamer, Brian. Sometimes we don't even know what we're going to talk about.
Well, you get me going on Vanna White. Like,
just watch it. Watch it. But while you're watching it, think, yeah, it would look empty without her there because we're used to her standing there. Just think of it when you're watching it.
I'm thinking of it right now. I will try to watch it in the next over the weekend and come back to you on Monday.
Okay.
Like, actually watch it. But me thinking about it right now, it does not seem strange at all.
Okay.
Is this strange? So I was reading this review of the new Indiana Jones movie, the last Indiana Jones movie. Ironically, Indiana Jones, The Last Crusade was not the last crusade.
Of course.
They made another one, which stunk, and now they're making this one. Which is like 10 years after they made the last one. That sound about right to you?
It seems like a while ago, yes.
80 years old, Harrison Ford. He's back at it. The reviews, meh. They say it's better than the one from, 2008. So more than 10 years
ago.
Wow,
yeah.
Better than the one from 15 years ago. But not up to the snuff of the original trilogy of Indiana Jones movies, which probably no surprise there, right?
Did they make like a series or something? I feel like there was some like on a streaming, some Indiana Jones something happened. Like I've definitely heard of Indiana Jones in the last 5 years.
Probably just because it's everywhere still. Yeah. Is it still one of the most popular cable movies?
Oh, yeah.
I feel like for a while you can turn on a cable channel and Indiana Jones will be going.
There are three movies I feel they'll do marathons of on a regular basis. Star Wars, Indiana Jones, and Back to the Future.
They do Star Wars on cable?
Get TNT, because I'll be at the gym and I'll see Star Wars.
I feel like
Wars
they
on.
Never used to do Star Wars when I was a kid.
Oh, now if you flip around, you will almost always see at least one of these. Indiana Jones, usually on USA Network. Star Wars, usually on TNT. Back to the Future, either on Sci-Fi or AMC.
Yeah, Back to the Future, Indiana Jones, I always remember seeing. So good to know they're keeping that up. Because Indiana Jones, great movies. But in this review, it said Harrison Ford is the greatest American action star ever.
Mm.
And I said, I don't know.
Yeah, I wouldn't say greatest. He's good. I mean, I like Harrison Ford.
He
can do other things. Like, he's in a sitcom now with Marshall from How I Met Your Mother, whose name is escaping my mind. And I find that show to be entertaining.
Greatest American action star ever. I might agree with it. But that doesn't mean that it's true. You know what I mean?
Who would you put up there?
Well, Arnold Schwarzenegger, top. Like, action star, Arnold.
Yeah.
Like, and I feel like there's not really a big debate about that, right? Like, that has to be. Although, like, you start to put together Harrison Ford, like, all right. So he's got Indiana Jones. He's got Star Wars.
Yeah.
So he's got two of the big cable movie franchises. You've got Blade Runner. The Fugitive. The Fugitive I don't think of as like a action movie that gets described as an action movie. It's more of like a thriller, right?
Right.
But it is an action. It's a great movie. You could call it an action movie. And he's great in that. He was, what else was he in? He was in some of the new Star Wars. Clear and Present Danger, action movie, I guess. When you start to think about it, you go, Okay.
He's been in a lot of action movies.
Yeah, I can maybe see it. I just don't think that action movie or like action star really comes to mind when you think Harrison Ford.
Yeah, I feel like if you ask that question without leading off with Indiana Jones, there are people who wouldn't even think of Harrison Ford, right? I mean, am I crazy to say that?
No, I don't think you're crazy at all. I think Arnold is, boom, number one. Air Force One. Like, it, movies like that, that he does, I feel like it's almost outside of the action category. Like, I know it's an action movie, but when you tell me action movie, what are you thinking of? Like Rambo, Terminator, like action movie explosions,
Mission Impossible.
Like Tom Cruise is
on the list.
Is he number one?
I don't
just based off of all the Mission Impossibles, Top Gun, like that is big banner action movie, and the does his own stunt thing, I think, kind of plays into the action star.
That's a big one. I still think if we went on the street right now, B-Maz and Beamer on the street with a microphone, Arnold gets the most votes. That doesn't make it right, but I think in people's opinion, Arnold comes first. But I think Tom Cruise, Bruce Willis, I think would definitely be on that list.
Okay.
And I think they all three are ahead of Harrison Ford.
Willis? Yeah, I would see that. Sylvester Stallone was the one I put right up there.
Sylvester Stallone. Almost forgot about him.
What do you do with Keanu Reeves now? And The Rock. So they're your modern action stars.
I was going to ask you about The Rock. Where does he go on this list?
So, like, Keanu Reeves has the John Wick thing going, which insanely popular movies.
Yeah.
I feel like they're on all the time. Probably not on regular cable. A little too gruesome.
Yeah, I think those are on the premium channels. But again, you can regularly find them.
They get a lot of replay. There's a bunch of them. People love them. And they're new. So he doesn't fit in. And he's got The Matrix.
I was just, yep.
Which is like the ultimate action movie.
Yes.
So he might have, you know, The Matrix was there. John Wick, he might have, boom, you know, went through the roof and said, I'm the new generation action star. The Rock is who you picture in your head. Like action star, The Rock, like he's in all the big budget movies, doing the action stuff. It makes sense. The problem with him is, I mean, name me a good movie.
I was just going to say, his movies underperform, in my opinion. Right?
There's no memorable Rock movie.
Yes, they're built up to be these huge things, but I'm struggling right now without going online and looking it up to name a Rock movie.
They're all lame.
The Kid?
There's one where they're like hanging from a skyscraper. He's in some Fast and Furious movies.
Oh, Fast and Furious.
He's, I don't know, Jumanji?
He's in a new Jumanji, which I... That sucked.
There was another Disney movie that he was in. He's in a bunch of action movies. He's an action star. There's not a single Rock movie where you're like, oh, yeah, this is a good
movie.
Action movie.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's part of the thing. You have to be in good movies.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, just you can be a great actor and do a lot of action stuff and even do your own stunts, but if, you know, two idiots on the radio are sitting here and can't name a movie that you're in, that's a problem.
What's Schwarzenegger's best movie?
Is it The Terminator? I mean, does that...
It's probably the one you would remember the most, right? From being an action star.
I mean, I think Jingle All the Way, and he does some action in the end of that movie.
I was going to say Kindergarten Cop.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm a cop, favorite. You idiot.
Is that an action movie?
Remember when he goes after Sinbad at the end of Jingle All the Way? Because he's taking his kid. He does some action scenes.
There's some action in there. Yeah. So I like that. He's in Predator, right?
Is he?
That's Arnold?
Yes, 87, Predator.
That's Predator? So he had, you know, Red Heat, Predator, and then Twins right after. with DeVito. And then Total Recall. Yeah, like Schwarzenegger is A1.
Late 80s, early 90s Schwarzenegger has to be number one on that list.
In the heyday of the action movie.
Yes.
So Schwarzenegger, Cruise.
These are movies that brought people to the theater. Like, you're talking sold out shows.
I think Vin Diesel might be ahead of The Rock.
Again, memorable movies. Is a big part of this.
Harrison Ford is more comparable to Liam Neeson.
I wouldn't disagree with that.
Because that they both have the same kind of, right, like, you don't consider Liam Neeson an action star. Well, I think what I'm getting at the end of the day is they're too handsome to be a traditional action star. Does that make any sense? Is that a ridiculous statement?
That's not ridiculous. Again, Liam Neeson, I think, is ahead of The Rock, though, because I can name movies he's been in. Action movies that he's been in.
But like Taken, that's more of a thriller. I don't, like, it's an action movie.
I was going to say, I mean, the train's about to blow up. You got to get out of here.
Yeah, it's not like the over the top, right? It's like the more subtle, it's the thriller stuff, and he's handsome in it. It's more like James Bond action than it is like what I think of big explosions, action movie, Stallone, Schwarzenegger, Bruce Willis.
So Pierce Brosnan's not on your list for his work as James Bond?
No, but he'd be on the Ford list.
Yeah, okay.
He's on the Ford, right. Neeson, handsome star list. Action adjacent.
Yeah.
Is what I put him at.
He was a good Bond, though, I'm not going to lie.
But I read that and I just kind of went, there's no way that's true, right? Like, I want it to be true. I like Harrison Ford.
And I'm not a big, I mean, I should have started off with this. I'm not a big Indiana Jones fan to begin with. I mean, I put that kind of with Star Wars. But I agree. I think he's on the list. He's not, in my opinion, the top 10.
No. Just going through it. Chuck Norris?
He's on the list. Come on. Chuck Norris is a line that you would use all the time. He's the punchline.
He's the biggest TV action star.
Yeah. I mean, he doesn't get any points for the Bowflex commercials.
I think he does. He's the biggest TV action star. Walker, Texas Ranger.
Yes.
And then just doing peck flies on the boat. Botox. Bowflex.
He might have been some Botox.
He had it all. Botox in the morning and Bowflex in the afternoon.
Chuck Norris, I mean, Walker, Texas Ranger, there are times where that would come on and it would lead right into a Bowflex paid program. I mean, talk about idol of the 90s, right? I mean, Chuck Norris, everyone knew who Chuck Norris was in the 90s. He was on your television screen at some time in the 90s.
Yeah. Well, hey, there's some good suggestions on our text board. A lot of people saying, all right, Schwarzenegger, Stallone, Keanu is like the big three. Somebody else saying, where do you go? Bruce Willis, number one. I think he's up there. I don't know if he can be number one. Die Hard is like a great action,
yes,
franchise, but like you need another.
In the spike of action, and that's why people think Bruce Willis, because that was when action movies got you to the theater.
Like Lethal Weapon, great action franchise. Mel Gibson's not a top action star.
No, didn't even come to mind.
Because you need another big action franchise.
You got to couple it with something else.
So
Arnold, as we said, late 80s, early 90s, take Kindergarten Cop out. They're all action movies.
That's why I say Bruce Willis is up there. I don't think he can be number one like Schwarzenegger territory because of that. Tom Cruise territory.
Yeah.
Because of that. There's a Cereal Joe that is coming off the shelves that neither of us knew was on a shelf.
Right. Now I'm looking all over for it.
So you can look for it this weekend. We'll tell you what it is when we come back. BMaz and Beamer on WBEN. Joe, I did something last night I don't think I've ever done before. I might have, but I really don't think I've ever done before. Walked out of a concert early.
Oh, wow.
Not because it was bad, okay, or I was having a bad time or anything review. Like that. It was had nothing to do with that. Simply a turning old thing. It was I was at Umphrey's McGee last night.
The good
couple
show
of friends. Fine show. I'm not the biggest fan in the world. Like, that's not my big thing. I enjoy them fine live. You'll never catch me listening to the album. They did not drop any of their microphones, just like Joe did. but I, you know, they were okay. I've seen them sometimes. I've been blown away. I've seen them other times. I'm like, what am I doing here? But anyways, left the show early last night because it was starting to get late. And I'm like, all right, I got to wake up in 3-4 hours.
So I was gonna say, what was late? 11?
I can't do that. I started looking and I'm like, all right. So by the time I walk back to the car and get home, I would like to be home not that much later than 11. So about 10:40 or so, I was out the door.
For the first time in the existence of this show, you went to bed later than me.
That can't be true, but it might be.
It actually might be true. I actually was going to go to bed earlier than ever, like in the 9 o'clock hour, which, you know, Brian, I never do. And then around 9:30, I'm going to sound like such an old man, and I'm sorry. 9:30, two cars just racing each other down Main Street, the loudest cars you could imagine. They wake up my son, and now we're all awake.
Yeah, there you go. That's got to be pretty loud to...
Oh, it was so loud. Like, we were having a nice night. The sound machine was on. I'm like, I'm going to go to bed early. The Mets lost. You know, I'm in an awful mood. This is going to be a beautiful night. I'm going to get some great sleep.
How can you be in an awful mood? Doesn't that happen all the time?
Yeah, it's miserable. Well, and then I don't want to get into it. But, yeah, it's – and you have the owner saying, I'm not going to make any moves. Okay. And then, you know, peaceful sound machine. I'm loving that sound machine, Brian. I think even once my son's older, I'm keeping the sound machine. And then those cars race down the street and, you know,
My 3-year-old, we still use the sound machine. I mean, now it's nice. It's like a little bit of a buffer if the baby wakes up, you know, like maybe he doesn't hear.
Yeah.
Usually does. But
they both have a sound machine?
Yeah. You, after 7 o'clock, you walk upstairs, it's just like... it's like poltergeist or something. Just like what's going on up there? Just like, yeah, just two little kids sleeping with their sound machine. So they can't hear anything else going on in the house.
I love the sound machine. I wish the sound machine had drowned out those two cars, but...
Crank it.
Yeah, we're going to have to...
Crank it.
It tunes out everything else. You know, it tunes out everything else. It did not the two cars, but that's fine.
So I saw this today... This was on today.com, but it was, I saw it today on Today, that Cheerios is doing away with a flavor that's a fan favorite. It's been discontinued. It actually was discontinued back in May, but people are just now noticing it as it's getting off the shelves and not returning. Cheerios Maple. Maple Cheerios. Discontinued. I never even knew this existed.
No. And I'm looking at, and I thought maybe, okay, I'll see the picture of the box and that will be, no, it is not bringing any memory. And Brian, you know, I spend a lot of time in grocery stores. I have never seen this box of Cheerios. I can confidently say that.
So I've never seen it either. You would think of all places, like I just feel like Maple would be a hit here.
Yeah.
You would think it would be around
here. A good fall cereal.
Also, Cheerios anything. Like, we should have all the flavors in Buffalo.
Yeah, we have everything else.
They're right there. And I know you don't make all the Cheerios here, but you make enough of them, we should have all the flavors.
Wouldn't that be something if they made the maple ones here, and we're talking about
how we never got them?
Yeah.
But I never knew how many different types of Cheerios there were. So how many Cheerios can you rattle off the top of your head?
Okay, well, Cheerios, right? The regular Cheerios.
Yes, good one.
Honey Nut Cheerios.
Okay.
I believe they have a raspberry or strawberry Cheerio.
Sure.
Okay. Whatever. And the Honey Nut Cheerio cereal bars.
I'll add to yours.
Okay.
I can add Honey Nut Cheerios. Will.
Didn't I say Honey Nut Cheerios?
You can't count Honey Nut Cheerios and a Honey Nut Cheerio cereal bar.
Those are two separate products. You asked how many products I can
name. I said flavors.
Oh, okay. Then I have three.
Just a cereal.
Okay.
I'll add to that Apple Cinnamon Cheerios. Best of the best cereal.
Okay.
One of the top cereals ever. And Frosted Cheerios. So those are the ones that between the two of us, we know for sure exist.
There's a Frosted Cheerios?
Oh, yeah. Frosted Cheerios. You never seen Frosted Cheerios?
I'm sure I have.
That one's still in the store.
I'm sure I have.
But there are, wow. When I went to look at it, there's an insane amount of Cheerios. There's a strawberry banana. Okay. Never seen it. Honey Vanilla Cheerios, never seen it. Very Berry Cheerios, never seen it. Pumpkin Spice, that's limited edition. You can only get that on Pumpkin Spice season.
I'm sure I've seen that and got annoyed.
Cinnamon Cheerios, I think I knew about that. Chocolate Peanut Butter Cheerios, never. Just Chocolate Cheerios.
Chocolate Peanut Butter.
Blueberry Cheerios. Never in a million years have I seen Blueberry Cheerios. But there's all these different, and then add Maple Cheerios to this. I thought we'd have all of them here in Buffalo. We don't.
I've seen the cinnamon.
I've seen the cinnamon now that I, you know, look at the box.
I've never seen the chocolate peanut butter. You know me, Brian. I as much as I don't like Reese Puffs now because it makes the milk all taste peanut buttery, I would still try it. Like, that is something I would definitely try.
That is, to me, a ridiculous statement.
I don't like to leave cereal in the milk. I want to pour the milk, put the banana on top, and eat it right away.
So to be clear, you don't like when the milk gets a little bit of flavor from the cereal?
Not too much, no.
So
I want the milk taste and the Cheerios.
Because I think for most people...
It's the opposite, I know.
If you want to drink the milk after the cereal because it gets the flavor from the cereal.
Yeah, no.
Like Cinnamon Toast Crunch, the milk after, when it has all the cinnamon and everything, delicious.
Yeah, I've never been one to drink the milk out of the bowl. I just pour it out.
You waste the milk?
I don't waste it. It helped with my Cheerios. I'm done now. I've always been weird about that. I don't like drink the.
You don't drink the milk at the bowl?
No, no thanks.
What a waste!
It's not a waste. It helped coat my cereal.
You didn't drink it. It's going down the drain.
Yeah, it did its job.
I mean, I guess dairy farmers would be okay with it because you're buying milk at a advanced rate. You're not drinking it.
No.
You're just using new milk all the time.
I have a separate glass of milk, and I'll eat my cereal.
I can't believe it. That's the best part, I think, for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Cocoa Puffs or Rice Krispies, the milk chocolate milk.
Do you know how you see things in life and it kind of affects how you do things? I think when I think of drinking out of the bowl, I think of when I was in elementary school and someone was doing that and then puked all over the table. And that image in my head is why I won't drink the milk out of the bowl.
You think that's what did it?
But it could be something as simple as that. I mean, I still can vividly, almost as vividly as the person puking in the tunnel at Discovery Zone, I can picture that North Harnell Elementary School drinking the milk and puking all over the place.
I don't think the milk is what did it.
No.
But I could see how you put the two together.
Yeah.
But what you said earlier... Now, as we were going through some of the Cheerios flavors, we didn't know there was maple Cheerios. And I said, how much different do you think a maple Cheerio tastes from a Honey Nut Cheerio? We can't find out now. Too late.
Maybe.
But I said, probably not all that different. You said Honey Nut Cheerios is the best.
I think Honey Nut Cheerios is the best cereal. Again, I don't eat cereal every day, but when I get on a cereal kick, Honey Nut Cheerios, banana cut over it, delicious.
I don't think I've ever heard anybody say that before. I think you are, like, alone in the Honey Nut Cheerios. I think everyone has Honey Nut Cheerios rated as their perfectly good cereal.
Yeah.
Like, everyone, I've never met anybody who doesn't like it. They're fine. Nobody's going crazy over Honey Nut Cheerios.
If I'm on a cereal kick, and it doesn't happen often, right? Maybe once or twice a year. If I'm on a cereal kick, and I go to the store, Brian... And there are no Honey Nut Cheerios. That's the one thing I will not settle for a store brand. If there are no Honey Nut Cheerios, day ruined.
Really?
That's all I want. When I'm in a cereal mood, that's what I mean. Now, I'll have a Lucky Charms. I'll have a Fruit Loops, right? I'll even have a, what's Tony the Tiger? I'll even have that. But if I'm in a cereal mood, I'm in a kick, I want a bowl of cereal and some toast. It's got to be Honey Nut Cheerios with a banana cut over it. If it's not that... It's just not what I was hoping for.
You put the banana in there?
You cut the banana on top.
And you waste the milk.
You don't waste the milk. You get everything coated in milk, including the banana, and then you eat it before it gets soggy.
You should just pour your cereal into a colander and eat it out of that. You just pour the milk over it, just flows directly into the drain, and just eat the cereal that you poured milk over, but the milk isn't in the bowl.
Well, they have something now. Did you see this? Where it's a milk and cereal divider, and it's for on the go, and you just, it's like you're drinking it, but the cereal's in one compartment, and the milk's in the other.
And you mix it in your mouth.
And it mixes in your mouth, yeah.
No, I don't think that works.
Yeah, I couldn't do that either, but I saw that on Facebook yesterday.
You said that about cereal, and I said, no, I go the other way. I don't think I ever eat Honey Nut Cheerios anymore because I have reached the point. I used to eat cereal all the time. I mean, cereal for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
It's heart healthy.
It was my, probably depends on what you eat. But that was my go-to meal for a good chunk of my life, any point in the day, cereal. Good chance for at least 2 days out of the week, cereal for dinner. Then I came to the realization that the stuff isn't great for you.
No.
You're basically eating a dessert.
Yeah.
You might as well eat ice cream.
Candy bar.
It's a candy bar. Like, it's just coated in sugar. There's nothing really good. It's part of a nutritious breakfast. The same way a Pepsi can be part of a nutritious breakfast if you're eating kale with it. So I cut it out. And now if I eat cereal, I go whole hog. I'm like, Lucky Charms, give me the worst of the worst, Cocoa Puffs, whatever it is. I'm not pretending that everything else is healthy. I just give me the marshmallows.
And maybe this is why we're so different, because I've never been the person where cereal was a daily meal. You know what I mean? It was never always breakfast for me. It wasn't even something that was always in the cupboard, right? I mean, when I had cereal, though, Honey Nut Cheerios, it's just, but for me, it's never been a, oh, this is what you're having for breakfast 7 days a week. It's never been that for me.
Yeah, it was always that. Cocoa Krispies. That was the number one.
I have to say, I've never had Cocoa Krispies.
Never had Cocoa Krispies?
No.
So they're Rice Krispies, but they're chocolate.
Yeah, I got that.
The best. The best. Oh, Kix?
Yeah.
I used to have Kix all the time.
I could probably sit here and say I have not had a majority of cereals.
Oh.
But Honey Nut Cheerios, give them to me.
Cocoa Krispies is, you mentioned, it has to be Honey Nut Cheerios, can't be a store brand.
Yeah.
Are there certain cereals where there's definitely a difference? Because there's a lot where there's not really that difference. Like Lucky Charms to Marshmallow Treasures, whatever. The exact same thing to me.
I'd say Fruit Loops are the same as whatever the store brand
is. Fruit Loops, the same. Like a Raisin Bran, Rice Krispies, pretty much the same thing.
That's another good cereal.
Especially if you're making a treat. Yeah. If you like Rice Krispies, Joe, let me tell you about Cocoa Krispies.
Here's the thing, and it makes my stomach hurt even thinking about it. But as a kid, right, you would pour the Rice Krispies, you pour the milk, and then you get a spoonful of sugar and put it on top of a bowl of cereal.
That's not ill-advised.
Yeah.
Ill-advised to do that. But no, Cocoa Krispies, all-time great cereal. Cocoa Pebbles, trash.
That's the Flintstones one.
Yeah. Like, sorry to the Post people, but why? They took their Rice Krispie. Fruity Pebbles, same thing. Just absolute trash. Rice Krispie, nice because it's like an air pocket, crunchy.
Yeah.
Like it
snap, crackle,
it has
pop.
Like a round shape. Yeah. The Pebbles, for Cocoa Pebbles and Fruity Pebbles, they've taken all the air out of it. So it's like a flat one. It only gets soggy. It's never crisp.
There's no time.
It stinks. And I don't know how it stays in business. And the generic versions of Cocoa Krispies are always Cocoa Pebbles. They stink. Can't do it.
I've never had the Flintstone. I had the Flintstone vitamins, but I never had the Flintstone cereals.
Just, ugh. Not great. The Cheerios, just plain Cheerios, though. I will say I think there's a difference between Cheerios and Toasted Oats.
I've never tried.
You never had generic Cheerios?
No.
I think there's a little bit of a difference. Not a huge difference. There's enough of a difference where I would buy the Cheerios.
I bought generic Honey Nut Cheerios once, and after one bowl, I threw it out. I was like, this isn't Honey Nut Cheerios. I can't do it.
Someone said Cinnamon Toast Crunch has to have the real thing. I wonder why. I think both are good, but there is a difference. I'll say that. Both are good. There's a slight difference. I guess if you have a craving for the original, you'd have to have the original.
Yeah.
But yeah, the Cocoa Pebbles, ooh, someone mentioning you get a clump when they all get hard and stick together, you get a Cocoa Pebble cluster.
Yeah.
The best. The Cocoa cluster. My favorite.
But you know, cereal, regardless of how it tastes, is not the same as when we were a kid, right? You'd want to get to the bottom of the box because you'd want the spoon or the treat that they were advertising on TV. And now you don't have that. If they do anything, it's a code inside the box. It's just not the same. Remember that? You would be at the end of your box of cereal. It'd be the only time I would eat cereal would be get to the bottom of this thing so I get the spoon, this color-changing spoon. You don't do it anymore.
With Lucky on top.
Yeah.
Because my son will have some cereal now. But we're mostly buying store brand, like instead of the name brand cereal.
Yeah, they don't have the W spoon.
Yeah, no. But like, I really don't think that there's many
giveaways
or things like that in the box anymore.
I watch SpongeBob quite regularly, okay? And let me tell you, I have not seen any commercial like that.
You're on the lookout? Listen, I would be the target person they're trying to advertise to. And I haven't been told about any color-changing spoon.
Is there, though, thinking of the grocery store, Brian, is there another product where you have to have the name brand?
Flutie Flakes.
Yeah.
No, just, somebody said that on the text board, and I was like, yes, you would actually, that's a perfect example, is Flutie Flakes, you have to have the name brand. Like the example is, like, I know that there are some where you can just, the off-brand just won't cut it. Like where there is a clear difference in quality between A and B. I am struggling to think of like what that is off the top of my head, but there are definitely some. Cheez-Its is, you know, one.
Yeah.
Are we thinking strictly food?
I was thinking food, yeah.
Cheez-Its is, the knockoff Cheez-Its are never the same quality as regular Cheez-Its.
Go down the shelf a little more?
Actually, honestly, Cheez-Its are not ever the same quality box to box. I don't know what's going on there, but
you got to get the crispy ones, the overcooked ones. Those are my favorite.
Sometimes they're dusty, sometimes they're crispy.
You go down the shelf, because we're in the same aisle, Triscuits. It has to be Triscuits.
Really?
I cannot have store Triscuits.
You know what does a great store brand is Wegmans Oreos.
Yeah, those are really good.
I mean, it tastes just like the real thing.
I can't remember the last time I actually had Oreos.
Because it's good enough right there.
Exactly.
It's like $3 cheaper. Like, why? I think they do mint, too. Like a mint Oreo. Oh, the best.
No, I've never been the Girl Scout cookie mint. No thanks. No thin mint. No.
You're not a mint person?
No. It's funny though.
Love mint.
I liked that candle when Yankee Candle did the thin mint candle. Really liked the candle. I can pass on the thin mint cookies.
Is that for everybody out there who remembers the limited edition thin mint candle?
Well, it's when I was working with candles, Brian, okay?
No, a big mint. Mint ice cream. I put that right up there. Cookies, my favorite.
Cookie dough. Every time. Cookie dough or Reese's.
I like the little Andes mints, the best. Thin mints, best cookie. Mint Oreo, best Blizzard.
Oh, no. Best Blizzard's Reese's Pieces.
No.
I'll tell you this. The only mints I like, Altoids. That's the mint I'll take.
The Fisherman mint. That's the good one. The extra strong. What do they call them? Fisherman's something?
Never had that.
Extra strong menthol mints.
Menthol mints? Yeah. Now we're talking.
They're just blast away anything you just ate.
Menthol mints, do I have to get that from behind the counter?
No, it's right there. You got to look for them a little bit. That's the after cigar mint. It's like nothing ever happened.
Okay, that's what I need.
Just so you know.
Now you're
come
home.
Now you're
talking. Someone said Wegmans ice cream. I think Wegmans ice cream is very good. I can get store brand there.
Yes. Yeah. I would agree. The ice cream, that definitely holds up. I tried to get here's a tip. If you have ice cream in the house, you want to stop yourself from eating it, have somebody turn your freezer to extra cold. That's what must have happened, because I took out the ice cream last night when I got home, put a spoon in it. No budging. I said, well, I guess I'm not having this ice cream.
You want it, if you really want it, you got to sit here and let it defrost.
Yeah, which is not going to happen. Hey, before we go, happy birthday to my mother.
Oh.
60 years old today.
Very happy. A big one. Happy birthday.
So happy birthday.
And don't miss Hardline this weekend. Yes, we're doing Hardline. Even though it's a holiday
birthday
weekend. Birthday edition, holiday edition, Hardline this weekend. We're going to be talking with Professor Peter Iacobucci. I stole him from Susan and Brian, so you'll hear that on Sunday. And also going to get reaction on the Bray Miller loan, ask, and re-ask. That and much more. Have a great weekend. David Bellavia is up next, followed by Tom Bowerly, who is then followed by Tom Puckett. Have a great weekend. I'll talk to you Sunday. We'll be back on July 3rd. I thought Monday was the 4th. I was wrong. We'll be back on July 3rd here on WBEN.